You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
This is Arnold Edwards, CEO of Aldo Southern Electric Ice Cream. We are changing the world one ice cream at a time.
Boom!
Yeah! Awesome!
You rocked that!
Way to go, Hunter. Why don't you bring a little something extra ice cream to your next event and find out how they are changing the world one ice cream at a time. All you have to do is give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com. Be sure to follow A Little Something Extra Ice Cream on Facebook and Instagram.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, as I help the Trobotics team on their marketing. They have to do marketing as part of their project for Trobotics, which is a robotics program, and The Mark White Show gives them that facet that they can add to their marketing program. Right now, I do have with me Kaylee Gaines as well as Seth Yeager. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Seth and Kaylee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Glad to have you both. And this is your first year to actually be part of the Trobotics team?
Yes, sir.
Seth, how are you enjoying yourself being part of the Trobotics team?
I like it.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is being with friends and building the robot itself. Yes.
And Seth, you've been involved with marketing, software, and manufacturing.
Yes, sir.
So three different elements of the Trobotics team. How does it help you as a student?
Well, it could help me get a job.
Hopefully, right? Which part do you like the best out of marketing, software, and manufacturing? What do you enjoy the most?
I like the manufacturing.
And are you involved with manufacturing at the same time that you're helping with marketing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where are y'all at right now as far as the manufacturing part? As just getting started, getting things built, or do you have something already that's built, a robot that's already built that you're using?
We're really close to getting a robot.
Nice. Feels good, doesn't it? Now, who do you have beside you?
Kaylee Gaines.
Kaylee, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
How long have you been involved with Trobotics?
For 4 years, but this is my first official year.
Now, you've also been involved with manufacturing, marketing, and spirit part of Trobotics. So let's talk about the manufacturing for you. How did you get into the manufacturing side of Trobotics?
Well, my brother has been doing this since 2018, so I thought I'd join him.
Manufacturing is what you asked to do, or were you put in that because of some skill set, something that you knew, a talent that you had?
I went there because I enjoy building things.
Very nice. And then on the marketing side, how did you get involved with marketing?
I started marketing in 2018, helping with posters and spirit wear.
To be involved with spirit, what does that mean?
I do the posters, I make cheers, and cheer alongside everybody else.
Very nice. Now, when you watched your brother go through Trobotics, and you were able to go to the events and be a part of that through the years with your brother?
Yes.
Very good. And now you get to be part of it yourself, so that's really cool. You're getting that firsthand experience to be part of the team, just like Seth here. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
11. Does that put you in the sixth grade? And Seth, are you in the sixth grade as well? Sixth graders, you've got a long way to go if you get to stay in Trobotics all the way through middle school, which I consider middle school. I know Bible school's K through 12, but you're in middle school, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and then 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. So you really have a good 7 years of this to look forward to. Now, Kimberly is the one who asked me to come speak to you guys. How do you like Kim being in charge of your marketing?
I'm going to miss her next year.
You have to bring that up, didn't you? She's leaving. That's sad. But she's enjoyed doing this. I've enjoyed being able to come and talk to students as they've grown up through Trobotics and the experiences they've learned. And I know Kim's done a great job, and people appreciate what she's done to help the Trobotics team through the years. This is it, but you can enjoy that.
Yes.
We're here at Athens Bible School. We're talking about Trobotics and this program, which is the robotics program, and we're talking about the marketing side of things, because there are certain elements that are required for the Trobotics program, for the robotics program. When they go and compete, they have to have all of these things put together, and they get graded on that. So we hope that their marketing program is as solid as it can be, so that they get high marks and are successful with that. And that's why the Mark White Show is here today, to talk about Trobotics marketing. I appreciate you, Kaylee and Seth, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thanks for having us.
You're most welcome. Right now I have with me Abby Moss and Corbin Mead. They are part of Trobotics here at Athens Bible School. Abby, this is her first time on the show. Corbin, this is her second time on the show. Welcome back, Corbin.
Thank you.
Welcome for the first time, Abby.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Glad to have you. And Corbin, let's start off with talking about Trobotics and what you do with the Trobotics team.
I am on the marketing team, and we make posters and we work on the booth.
How's it looking for you this year with the marketing coming together? Is it similar to last year?
Yes, but this year we decided to use the same paint as we did last year, and so we finished like really early, and now we're just working on posters. The booth looks really good, honestly.
Great. And you go after sponsors every year, or do you have the same sponsors, or people that you go and ask, will you sponsor our Trobotics team? Is that part of what you do?
I don't do that. I don't know.
Somebody does.
We put the sponsors on the back of our shirts.
Okay. So we're getting really close to competition time.
Next week.
Woo. Wow. Where's it going to be at?
Calhoun. And then if we advance from Calhoun, we'll go to Auburn.
Okay. Looking forward to Calhoun? Is it exciting?
Yeah.
Getting this close to competing?
Yeah, and this time I'm really excited because I'm in charge of yelling at the parents to cheer.
All right. Is that part of spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Abby, let's let you jump in. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you looking forward to Calhoun?
I am.
What do you think is going to happen when you get there?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure, just because, yeah, I really hope we win. But a lot of things are different this year. For instance, our website actually is kind of on a rough page at the moment with only a little bit working. And a lot's going on. We actually figured out there's an issue with the website, and we haven't even began working on it. So that'd be like really hard tomorrow. Worked on like our little brochures for like judges and people editing and all that. And at this point, we're just kind of working on itty bits. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure we've never done a commercial. And this year,
we have done a commercial, but it's just never done by people like the coaches. I'm pretty sure does it. Like, they just put pictures in it.
So this is a TV commercial?
It's not going to the actual TV. It's kind of like on a screen at the Best convention, I'm pretty sure.
So the judges will look at the commercial that you create, and they'll judge you on that.
Yeah, we're using VeggieTales theme song. Okay. If you don't want to come by and just look at that later. we're all working on it. It's me, Corbin, Lindsay Collins, and Lexi LeMay. Actually, Lexi LeMay picked the song, and I edited the lyrics and worked out a little bit of a plan, and now we're just putting it into action.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, honestly.
For younger people, like I had Kaylee and Seth come in earlier. They're sixth graders. They're just getting started. They're
Oh, yeah, Kaylee's...
Kaylee has been here since she's basically born.
But she was so quiet. It's a little different when you have to speak on... Right, so she would open up eventually.
I've known her since she was like 3 years old. Or probably not exactly three, but since she was little, me and her played together at the ballpark, so I've known her for a while.
Nice. Well, I enjoyed getting to talk to both of them, but they've got so many years ahead of them if they stay with Trobotics to learn more. Okay. I know they were involved with marketing, manufacturing, spirit. Seth was in software, so he's getting a whole big picture of this thing. Have you been in marketing the whole time, Corbin?
Yes.
And that was what you chose to do from the beginning?
Yes.
Excellent. How many years have you been doing this?
Last year was my first year.
You did great last year. When you were talking to me, you were already working on projects.
I went back and listened to it, and I sounded so cringy.
Oh, come on. I thought it was great. Well, I guess each person gets to decide how they sound, but I thought you sounded fine. And here's Abby's first time. I hope you don't sound cringy once this is all said and done.
My little lip gloss business.
Lip gloss business. Tell us about it.
I just like make little lip glosses using different types of bases and materials. And working on my website really reminded me of marketing and Trobotics. And one thing that kind of off topic, but one thing that I don't think is really fair for us is people just expect that Trobotics is some boring little nerd group. Because like actually, you know, people will call it a nerd. It's like, people think you just sit down, like, maybe the first week or two, we're learning about the roles and the basics, and we're all together. But then as soon as you start off, I mean, like, upstairs in marketing, it is basically a 24/7 work party. Like, if you can imagine working plus partying, that's, like, what we're doing up there. And we have little competitions. Like, if we can whisper long enough, I don't think anyone ever wins. If we whisper long enough, we get candy prizes.
Well, the Mark White Show's here. That's cool.
Miss Kimberly gives us candy.
Nice. Now, with this lip gloss, you could really have a Trobotics lip gloss, make a green one or a gold one, and do something like that,
hopefully,
right?
Hopefully. I'm actually earning money, and I've got a lot of things in, I guess you got a wish list, and there is something together, because my first gloss is actually going to be called, like, Trobotics Spirit.
Nice.
Because it's a green and gold mix with glitters in it, and, like, decorated the tube, so.
Sounds very cool to me.
Yeah.
And so y'all work as a team. Everybody works as a team, whether you're in manufacturing or software or spirit or marketing. You all come together for competition at Calhoun, and everything works together for your entire team's success,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's really cool because one thing about Trobotics is no matter where you are or what you're doing, at some point you will double cross. Like, for instance, with us, I know last year at a certain point we got where we were completely done, which probably is going to happen this year. We got completely done and we went to adventure out across the different areas just to see what was going on. Last year I wanted to do everything just to get a glimpse, but ended up sticking with marketing like I've done this year and taking pictures for websites with Lexi Joe.
Who is it that's doing the website? I know you said it was down right now. You're working on it. Who does the intricate part of getting inside the website and fixing it?
I'm not 100% sure on that part, but the person who's editing the type is Ava Gale. She's working on it with Lexi and her dad. One thing that kind of stressed us out, though, with the website is I had started working on it actually about 4 or 5 weeks ago and figured out that certain website, I guess you call it certain websites, browsers, certain tabs aren't allowing us to see our demographics or engineering processes or coaches or spirit, certain things like that, or sponsors even, isn't working. And I figured out that nothing humanly error. We actually think it's on the website link itself. Okay. So it's kind of like an inside process.
Yeah.
But at this point, I haven't even been able to work on it. It stressed me out so much, but...
Well, don't be stressed.
It's...
Somebody told me the other day, stress spelled backwards is desserts, so just enjoy them. Corbin, let me ask you real quick. When you get into your marketing project, and we've talked about the commercial, we've talked about sponsors, you have this booth that y'all are creating, this really beautiful booth. What is it you're wanting to show the judges?
We want to show them our creativity and how we think. So right now in the booth, we made the booth look like a warehouse this year because it's made to order, and we're like ordering boxes and stuff like that. And so we used like brown paper and made boxes, like 3D boxes, and stuck it on the wall. And we painted some cardboard little pieces and make like a warehouse like shelf and put the boxes on there. Caroline Pennington made little stickers that looks like a barcode, and it said like it had our what's it called, our motto,
our slogan.
If you scan the barcode, you can get to the link to our website, and I think our logo is
build it, pick it, pack it, ship it, fulfill it.
Very good.
We have our interview people over there on a box that's like part of the boxes, I think. And then we have little gears and like parts to squeaky in the boxes, like on the outside so that they can see inside of the box. And then we brought a table and made it look like a garage door that was opening it up so the truck can back in. And it has like a little truck door so that the boxes can go in there. And we've got little tail lights, and then we've got lights hanging from the booth, and just stuff.
Nice. I like it. I think that you're going to do really well, and it sounds like y'all put a lot of work into making this happen. So I hope the judges judge you fairly, and that the Trobotics team is successful in the marketing
they said that we didn't win the marketing presentation, but they calculated it wrong, and we did get like third place in it.
I remember that.
So hopefully
maybe 2022 will not be like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just outright say, you are the winner. Here is the correct amount of points that you deserve, and then you get your place right off, and there's no question about it later on. Correct?
Yeah. Yes. Hopefully.
Abby?
Overall, the marketing presentations, last year we had different people, and this year I'm hoping everyone's together because head of marketing, Allie Hinkle, is actually out not feeling well today. Okay. She's actually the one who made our shirts. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Side note, if you want to see the commercial, it's on Trobotics YouTube channel.
Nice. Trobotics YouTube channel.
I'm not 100% what it's called, but we have a channel, and if I'm not mistaken, it should be on there.
Do you think y'all have shared it to the Trobotics page on Facebook? Because I know there's a Trobotics page there.
Once it's filmed,
maybe people can see it there eventually.
Yeah, we're talking to Caroline Pennington to see if she can help us with editing, because up in actually the booth area, we're filming it up there, working a little bit downstairs and working upstairs, just everything.
Great.
Here, I can describe the t-shirt.
And we have Corbin about to describe the t-shirt for us.
So at the top it says Trobox It, and that's our like brand. And at the very bottom, not the very bottom, but like right in the middle, it has check marks, and the check marks say Squeaky, 30 years of best, made to order, game day, and then on the side it says Athens Bible School, and then our number on the other sleeve.
And Allie Hinkle designed that.
Yes.
Good job, Allie. Sorry you're not here today. Hope you get well soon. That's my message to her.
We had actually different rules this year, so
This year is like really complicated, I think.
Yeah, so we could get clip art images from the internet, but it had to be completely hand-drawn. Two colors for wording and one color for shirt? Or is it two colors total?
Total. Two colors for the words and then one color for the t-shirt.
So it's a bunch of different rules because last year we used Canva. I used Canva. I don't know what everyone else used. To design our like full-on t-shirt.
Well, I'm looking forward to the competition at Calhoun. I know you've worked very hard and I hope you have a lot of success. And thank you for joining me, Abby and Corbin, here on the Markway Show today.
Thank you for letting us come.
Thank you.
Folks, we're coming to you from Athens Bible School, Athens, Alabama, talking to the Trobotics team members on the marketing side of things, helping them with their marketing part of Trobotics. This is a robotics program through Athens Bible School. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue the show. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin. $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Is up early so he can get away.
way.
Welcome back again. We're at Trobotics at Athens Bible School, Athens, Alabama, as I have Kate Hargrave and Jackson Ortner with me. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jackson and Kate.
Thank you for having us. We are very honored to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Glad to have you both. And Kate, let's start with you since you've been involved with this since 2019. You are now a technical writer for the Trobotics team, right?
Yes, sir.
What does that involve, Kate?
So we basically document everything that all of the other departments have been working on and create this giant compilation of all of their works, and then we present it to be judged.
Nice. How's it going so far?
It's going really good. We're trying to get all the loose ends tied up and proofread.
Nice. And then, Jackson, where do you come in on the technical writing?
I helped make a lot of, like, the how we got to where our robot is now. And I've also just helped, like, edit bits and pieces.
And you've been part of Trobotics since 2020?
Correct.
When you started, what role were you in?
When I first came here, I worked with manufacturing and helped physically build the robot.
And you decided to switch to another area, or that was something that was decided as a team?
I decided to go to manufacturing first, and the next year I wanted to try something new, so I went to software. And then after that, I wanted to try something new this year, so I went to the engineering notebook.
Nice. And you like it? You're enjoying this?
Yeah, it's very fun. It's definitely the most useful, as I can see myself in the future, definitely writing more than the other two I mentioned.
Great. And then for you, Kate, since you've been involved since 2019, what all parts of Trobotics have you been involved in?
So when I started back in 2019, I did marketing and a little bit of software. And then 2020 and 2021, I did a lot of marketing and actually became the lead. And then I noticed that their engineering notebook technical writers, there just wasn't as many. And they were struggling to get it all done. And that marketing had a lot of capable hands. So I just decided to leave that to them and go and help the technical writers.
And how do you feel about that decision?
It was great. I mean, the marketing this year is doing a terrific job, and I was just amazed whenever I went to go and see what how their progress was.
It's been a lot of fun to speak to some of the marketing students who are involved with that part, and it's been a bit more challenging this year, according to them, that they had more requirements, some things that are a little harder this year for marketing.
Yes, the game theme this year was definitely unusual compared to how it had been in the past.
So when you get to Calhoun for the competition, what is it that you have to do for the judges on your side of things?
The notebook itself is actually due this Sunday evening, right before midnight. And so we just turn that in, and at the competition, we go to support our drivers that drive our robot. But me and Jackson here also participate in the team exhibit and interview where we get in the booth the marketing has spent all season creating, and we basically tell them about what our team has done this year from a marketing and business standpoint.
And Kate, you're also involved with community outreach. Let's talk about that. What do you do through community outreach?
So we do community outreach events to try to gain more people for our company and gain sponsorship so we can have the resources to accomplish things better.
What have you done so far? What are some events that you've been involved in?
So far, we have participated in the Superhero Day, which is the childhood cancer event. We did Engineering Week last school year to try to promote engineering, and the Girls' Day to promote women in engineering. We also participated in the Spirit Rally here at our school to celebrate its 80th anniversary and set up a booth so that people could drive a robot and get a feel for it.
What was the experience that people had? What did you see people who were getting to drive a robot?
They enjoyed it, especially the younger ones. As a result of all of our outreach events, we've actually gained 12 new people this year, and we actually have a total of 30, so that was a significant increase.
That's huge. That's a big deal.
It was.
When you think about community outreach and the importance of that, You can't say enough about what it means to go out there and present what you're doing so that other people know and want to get involved. That's great. So do you have any more community outreach events before the competition, or is that done?
We don't have any more because we're trying to get all of our robots and documents finalized, but we have got some things planned for next year.
And Jackson, looking at the technical side of things, how much farther do you have before this book is done being due on Sunday?
As of now, we have like one or two sections that need to be written. We will be working very hard to get those done. And we are also working on just minor things such as grammar, and as well as like everything being the right size and font, and linking certain things with like a hyperlink and whatnot.
So does someone come in and help you with the grammar and say, you might want to look at this, Jackson, this wording's not correct?
Yes, we have coaches that help guide us. And we also are like main two leaders, Scott Britnell and Kimberly Harbin. They are our leaders in this whole project. And they look over the notebook each year and tell us what they think needs to be done to help it be more efficient.
Very good. Well, Kate Hargrave and Jackson Ortner, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Trobotics and your involvement with Trobotics through technical writing. This is great.
Thank you. We were very honored to be on here, and we had a great time.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much.
And we're back. I'm coming to you from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, as we're talking about Trobotics, Inc., and we're speaking to a couple of young ladies right now who are involved with the marketing side of Trobotics. We have Lexi LeMay and Lindsay Collins. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lexi and Lindsay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is your first year to be involved with Trobotics, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Lexi, what made you want to sign up for Trobotics? What was interesting to you?
Hearing a friend talk about it and talking to the friend about it.
And that friend encouraged you, join Trobotics, you ought to try?
Maybe.
Well, but yeah. You signed up. So did you sign up for marketing, or did they put you in marketing when you decided to be a part of Trobotics?
I signed up to be in marketing.
What was it about marketing that you thought would be good for you?
The painting?
How about the commercial? I know y'all are doing a commercial this time. There's a lot of advertising. There's promotions. Do you like promoting things?
It depends.
How about for Trobotics? Are you enjoying promoting Trobotics?
I am.
Good. What part do you like about marketing? What is your favorite part so far?
The commercial we're doing.
Can you give us an idea of what that commercial is going to look like?
It's to the tune of VeggieTales, the song is.
Okay. And then Lindsay, you joined Trobotics. Why? What was it about Trobotics that made you want to be a part of this?
It just sounded really fun. I just like doing arts and crafts too. So like it's like my type of thing, I would think, to do. So I just decided to.
So when you signed up for Trobotics, you specifically asked for marketing as well?
Yes, sir.
Nice. And you have found now some other things that maybe you didn't realize were part of marketing that you love to do?
Yes, sir.
Great. What are some things that maybe you didn't know about marketing that you found out once you signed up and now you're involved with Trobotics?
Maybe like doing spirit posters and commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of learning here. I've talked to some students who were involved, as I told you, software and engineering and technical writing and what else? Spirit, there, which is part of marketing. I had one that's a community outreach organizer. There's so many different things that are done. Manufacturing, that's part of it as well. So there's so many parts that come to work together, and you realize that you're part of a bigger team. So you take your element of marketing and then put that with manufacturing and the others, and that's how you have a successful Trobotics season, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you looking forward to Calhoun?
Yes, sir.
What do you do, or what are you going to do when you get to Calhoun? What's your part, Lexi?
Taking part in the spirit.
So you're going to be spirit, and then do you have to explain anything to judges yourself, or does somebody do that for you?
I'm not in the booth interview.
Okay, but you help put the booth together?
Yes, sir.
Where did you get ideas from for the booth?
I didn't have much ideas.
You didn't have many, but you had maybe one or two? Did you interject and say, this might be a good idea? Or did you just let everybody else say, this is a great idea, and just go along?
I just let everyone else say their idea.
Okay, but it looks good. And so you're happy? You're happy with how it worked out?
I am.
Excellent. That's being part of a team, right? You look and say, okay, these are some great ideas. Looks good to me. Let's go do it. And Lindsay, for you, what did you offer to the team when it comes to the design of the booth itself?
Maybe like some like time and painting, stuff like that.
That's great. Well, it's important because the judges will look at that and they're going to give you a score. And don't they take the score from each element and then put it all together to give you an overall? So the marketing, if it's really good, then that can help the other scores bump up, right? So yes, so sir. The overall score will be better.
Yes, sir.
Very good. If you were to speak to other students right now and someone young's listening, maybe they're not at Bible school, but if they were thinking about getting involved with robotics at their school, what would you say to them about signing up?
It's really fun. If you like crafts, you would go and like making stuff. That would be a good part in marketing and manufacturing. And also, like, if you like building stuff from scratch, like robots and programming things, that would be really good for
you. Very nice. And Lexi, you had someone that you saw was doing robotics, or you were encouraged by someone else to join. What would you tell someone who was interested in being part of a robotics program at their school?
I would tell them to join.
Sounds like a great response. And hopefully they would, and they would enjoy themselves and find something that they enjoy doing, whether that's marketing or manufacturing or software or engineering or community outreach. There's so many different things that people can find their place and fit into a robotics program is what I see.
Yes, sir.
You just find what you love and dive in.
Sir. Yes,
excellent,
sir.
Excellent. Well, Lexi, it's been great to have you and Lindsay on the show today. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now, we have three more students with the robotics team joining us from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama. Caroline Pennington, Ivy Barrow, and Mr. Keaton Lamb. We'll start with Caroline, who is part of marketing and also manufacturing. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Caroline.
Hi.
You are involved with both aspects, manufacturing and marketing. Which do you prefer?
Marketing is fun, too. It's kind of a split, even.
Yeah. How long 50-50. Have you been involved with Trobotics? How long have you done this?
Well, this is my second year being fully in Trobotics.
Okay.
But I've had a sister who has done Trobotics for a long time, too, so I've known about Trobotics for a long time.
You've been involved with it otherwise, so with the manufacturing and the marketing side, did you get involved with manufacturing first or marketing first?
Definitely marketing. My sister, she was full-time marketing. She did booth presentation. She did booth, so she talked a lot, which does fit her.
Well, that's great. And for the marketing team, I know they have a great booth this year, doing a great job. Manufacturing, as you mentioned, it's a whole nother element that's brought into this program for you to learn how to use the tools. That's interesting, is it not?
It really is, though some of them are dangerous. You have to be really careful.
And Ivy Barrow, your marketing team? Is this your first year?
Yes, this is.
And you signed up for marketing when you decided you wanted to be a part of Trobotics?
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to be a part of the marketing team?
I like to be creative and get painting and making posters and stuff like that.
Are you getting to do everything that you hoped you would do?
Pretty much.
Is there something missing that you would really like to do?
I don't think so.
Because here we are making a commercial. We have the booth. We have sponsors, we have presentation, I'm trying to think, posters, all the different things that you've mentioned that you've been able to do, really making up the whole marketing program for Trobotics. How do you feel like you're going to do at Calhoun?
Hopefully pretty good.
You feel good about it? Excellent. What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth.
Sixth grade. All right. And then also we have Keaton Lamb with us. Keaton, let's talk about what you're doing in manufacturing.
All right, so right now we have made the robot, but it is not fully done yet. And something unique about our robot is that we have three arms controlling the robot that we're going to have to control at Calhoun. And then we also have a scissor lift, which can like get us up to like the controls to move the robot that we have to move. And I feel like we're doing pretty good right now.
Excellent. That's great spirit to have, because mm-hmm. it's not too far before competition and things are winding down now. You all are putting the finishing touches, if you will, on this, and the robot will be running, and you've got all these different elements that you're going to have to be able to say, okay, is this running great? Is this running great? Make sure all the checks are done. Check off all the boxes for competition at Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to do.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel like the team has come together when it comes to manufacturing to be on the same page to say we all like the way the robot's working right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think everybody's working together, and we are all coming together to, I think everybody's doing pretty good.
It's great to have teamwork, and that's what Trobotics is about, is teamwork, whether someone's involved with software, or they're involved with manufacturing, or they're involved with marketing, whichever part they play, to have a team come together for success. And Calhoun, that's going to be a big deal as you're competing against other schools. And then if you are able to go past Calhoun to go to Auburn, that's a huge step. So there are a lot of really great opportunities for the Trobotics team, and it's just a matter of the team worked well together. We've created a robot that's going to be successful. We've created a marketing program that's going to be successful, and everybody doing their job to have a successful season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish y'all all the best and hope you have a great competition at Calhoun Community College, that things go well, and that the robot does as great as you hope it will.
Thank you.
Folks, we've been talking to Keaton Lamb, Ivy Barrow, and Caroline Pennington. They are part of the Trobotics team here at Athens Bible School. We've enjoyed the conversations with them today, and I hope that you will look into the robotics program where your student goes. Maybe it's something they'll be interested in, to be a part of this program, to be a part of a team, and then learn some amazing skills that they can carry throughout their life and can help potentially with a career. Right now I have with me with the Trobotics team, Ethan Johnson and Jackson Britnell. Ethan is an 11th grader, and Jackson, what grade are you in?
Ninth
grade. All right, welcome to the show, Ethan.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. You're a junior. How long have you been part of the Trobotics team?
I have been on the team since I was in sixth grade, so this will be my sixth year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were on the Trobotics team when Nicholas was part of the team then.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a long time.
Been a long time.
You got a lot of history there, buddy.
Yes,
so
sir.
So what parts have you been involved in with the Trobotics team? What facets of the Trobotics team have you been part of? Manufacturing?
I've been a part of just about everything except for marketing. My favorite part is probably the engineering notebook section. I've been in that every year, and I've done a little bit of manufacturing, but mainly just engineering notebook. And engineering notebooks, basically just documenting everything that's going on. And yeah, that's just what I do.
Do you think, Ethan, that looking back to the sixth grade and the years you've been involved with Trobotics, that it's led you to maybe your career choice, what you're going to choose to do for a living after high school?
I think when I got into sixth and seventh grade, the first years I started doing an engineering notebook, I wanted to be an engineer. But then it kind of tailed off a little bit, and I kind of want to be on the radio now. So,
on the radio?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like
sir.
Doing a radio show?
Like this, yes,
excellent.
Sir.
Well, you know, I did this, started 5 years ago, and I just wanted to recognize people who were making a difference in our communities and share their stories. So, I did start out in a sports show. That's how mm-hmm. I started out, was volunteering on a sports show. And one thing led to the other, and I bought airtime. I decided that if a station wasn't going to hire me, I was going to buy my own airtime. And that's how I was able to develop the Mark White Show now for 5 years. So it's been good.
That's amazing.
I love being able to come down to places like this and talk to students about their interests. Just like yourself, you talk about how you've been a part of this Trobotics team since the sixth grade, and now you're in the 11th grade. That's a pretty big deal, because you are a representation of what Trobotics can do for a young person. How do you feel that it has helped you through your school career? Because this is pretty much now 6th through the 11th grade, a huge part of your high school and even middle school career.
I think that writing in the engineering notebook has helped me with my English classes, helped me write better and format better, and it's gotten me better grades on my English papers.
That's excellent. That's very important, the better grades. And do you have plans for where you want to go to college?
Right now I'm looking at UNA. That's my top choice, I think. But I think it's going to be UNA or UAB. I think those are my top two choices right now.
Well, you
now.
Know UNA has a pretty good program when it comes to radio, television.
Yes, sir.
I've actually interviewed some students from UNA in the past. Yes, and had them come on and talk about the program at UNA. And I think it's great. A lot of schools, they have TV programs or other elements that their students are learning how to do radio, how to speak and be on television. And that's something I think that's really important. And going to UNA would be great. I don't know what UAB has to offer. I think of UAB as a medical school, but there may be opportunities that I don't know about. Is there something at UAB that lends itself to radio, film, TV?
I think if I go to UAB, I'm leaning towards communications. They have a pretty good school for communications. Same thing with UNA, but I think UNA offers more than UAB, in my opinion. But yeah.
Let's let Mr. Jackson jump in. Jackson Britnell, he's a ninth grader. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jackson.
Hello.
What part do you play on the Trobotics team?
I'm a member of the software team.
What does that entail? Explain to people who don't understand what being a part of the software team means. What do you get to do?
You put a bunch of numbers into a computer, and then you put it into the robot, and it does stuff.
And you simplified that, thank you. At the same time, that's pretty important that you get the numbers right, correct?
Yes, sir.
What happens if you miss a number, if you make a mistake on those numbers?
A number of things can happen. You can go the wrong way, or you can break something. Yeah.
How do you feel about those numbers right now? They looking good to you? You feel pretty confident about the numbers?
I think they're okay. They were working on it whenever we walked out. So
nice.
I think we're just in the fine-tuning stages.
How do you test that out? How do you test out what part of what number's working and what's not? If it's a bunch of numbers that you're working with, how do you know where something is not working like you want it to?
I gotta think about this. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, so how do you know if something specific in all those numbers that you're dealing with to get this robot to do this certain thing, how is it that you can pinpoint what number is wrong or where the mistake is?
It's not, we have it all into like, it's not like the simple block coding, but it's in a way that it's not too difficult to find what's wrong. And if something is wrong, you can just go there and fix it. It's not super difficult.
Have you been in software the entire time that you've been a part of Trobotics?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long have you been in part of the Trobotics team? Since sixth grade?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 3 years. 3 years now, it's quite a bit of experience. And how many people are part of the software team?
4 or 5.
Okay. Each one of you can feed off the other. If somebody has maybe a strength in one area, you have a strength in another area, y'all can work as a team and be able to figure out whatever the problem is, correct?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. How do you feel about Calhoun and the competition coming up?
I'm feeling okay. This is definitely a different kind of competition than we're used to. They threw a big challenge at us this year, but I think we can get it.
What's the big challenge?
You're having to drive a smaller robot with your, you know, big robot that you built.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It's
when they made that announcement, how did that hit the class? How did that hit the group?
Yikes. What have we gotten ourselves into?
But it's all about problem solving. Whether you're in manufacturing or software, it's all about problem solving, learning how to handle the problems that you're faced with. And even the marketing team, if they make it a little more difficult for them, then they just have to be solutions people, right? I mean, you can't just have a problem and say, well, that's a problem. We don't have a solution for it. You have to come up with a solution, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to be able to satisfy the judges, and you're not going to have a good score. So, Mr. Ethan, the importance of teamwork and all of the different elements coming together, you've seen it year after year, and you've seen the Trobotics team have success. You've also seen some challenging years where maybe the robot didn't do what y'all hoped it would, and it's been tough. But this year, how do you feel about all the different elements coming together at Calhoun?
Well, like Jackson said, it is going to be a different kind of competition. I've never experienced driving a robot with another robot. But I think with simple teamwork and communication, I think that everything will go smoothly. We can't get emotions over ourselves. We got to stay focused. But I think we'll be good.
That audience adds a new element, too.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a crowd of screaming people and you're trying to think about what you're supposed to do and you're trying to get this robot to do what it's supposed to do. You hear people yelling. It's a raucous crowd. I mean, it's really, the spirit part is pretty big because people are yelling and you've got to stay focused while that robot's doing its thing.
Yeah, that is difficult. And most of the time it's hard to hear your spotter talk, communicate with you because the spotter plays a huge part because you can't see everything that maybe the spotter can. So the spotter can spot things that maybe the driver can't, and it helps me, I'll tell you that.
You're a driver.
Yes, sir.
And Jackson, you're a driver as well. So we got two drivers. How many drivers are there through the competition?
You're supposed to have five each year. And what we do is we do test runs, and near, say, like Thursday, Friday, we pick our top five drivers, top scores, and those will be the ones that will be driving the competition.
Okay. And is it similar to baseball where you think about having your first batter, second batter, your lineup, where you say this would be good for this person to be in this particular position, and then this is going to be our starting person, and this is the cleanup, so to speak? Is kind of
yeah,
works that way?
I think it kind of ties in like that, yeah. Yeah, you kind of want to start you want to put your best drivers last, the ones who score the highest last, so they can drive in later rounds. So, yeah.
Well, I tell you guys, I wish you all the best at Calhoun. Hope it's a highly successful Trobotics team.
Yes, sir.
I know you've worked really hard. All the different elements that have come together, all the different team members. Now, you're the 13th team members that I've spoken with, number 12 and number 13. So a lot of folks that I've been able to talk to, and they're very passionate about this. They enjoy being a part of this team. And I wish you nothing but success.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Ethan Johnson and Jackson Brittenell, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Bye.
You know, adios or whatever you want to say.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So long. Farewell. All right. I'll read or say. Folks, you've been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Athens Bible School. You can stick with us because we're going to have an episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stay with us for that. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
At the Tennessee Aquarium, you can explore the Earth's biggest rivers, swim the ocean's hidden reefs, and discover new creatures that stretch the imagination. Experience a world of endless adventures at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show. Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Dimosaurus is Very Smart, written by Karen Ivers and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. And now, here's Cora White.
Dimosaurus is very smart. Let the story begin. Dimosaurus was very smart. He could count to 10. He lived near River Rocks, a town named for its smooth, flat rocks. Dimosaurus went to town often to play with his friends. His best friend was Pennysaurus. She knew how to count to infinity. She was very, very smart. All of his friends had hobbies. For example, Artosaurus painted pictures. Jumposaurus jumped rope. Yo-Yosaurus did yo-yo tricks, and Nidosaurus knitted hats, scarves, and sweaters. Dimosaurus wanted a hobby. What can I do? He thought. I have so many legs to ride a skateboard, and I'm not very good with magic tricks. I'm too big to ride a horse, and baton twirling makes me dizzy. Dimosaurus was sad. He wanted a hobby, but he did not know what he could do. He decided to visit Pennysaurus. She lived on Penny Lane, and she always had good ideas. In fact, many of his friends would give Pennysaurus a penny for her thoughts. Her ideas were very helpful. Once she helped Kitosaurus figure out how to get his kite out of a tree. Another time she helped Thingosaurus write a new song. Dimosaurus did not have a penny, but he thought he would ask Pennysaurus for help anyway. They were good friends. They both liked numbers. When Dimosaurus arrived at Penny Lane, Pennysaurus was outside watering her flowers. She loved flowers. Taking care of flowers was her hobby. She loved the smell of flowers. She often said they had a beautiful scent. Pennysaurus was happy to see Dimosaurus. She offered him some tea and cookies, but he still looked very sad. "What's wrong?" asked Pennysaurus. "I am very sad," sighed Dimosaurus. "I do not have a hobby, and I do not know what I can do." Pennysaurus thought for a moment. "You can count," she said. "You love to count to 10. "That's a great idea," yelled Dimosaurus. "Thanks, Pennysaurus." Dimosaurus thanked Pennysaurus for her thoughts and ran back home to start counting. When he got home, he thought, "What can I count?" He felt sad again. "I forgot to ask Pennysaurus what I should count." It was almost lunchtime, so Dimosaurus decided to pack his lunch and go sit by the stream outside of his house. As he was eating his lunch, he saw a fish swim down the stream. A few minutes later, he saw another fish swim down the stream. Then two more fish swam down the stream. "I have an idea," said Dimosaurus. "I can count fish swimming down the stream." He was so excited. Dinosaurs finally had a hobby. He would count fish swimming downstream behind his house. Dinosaurs finished his lunch and ran to tell his friends about his new hobby. "I am going to count fish," he shared with Gammosaurus. "That is great," she replied. "Are you going to count fish all day?" Dinosaurus thought to himself, "Too much of any one activity is not a good idea. There is more to do in life than just counting fish. I do not want to limit myself." To help your young student learn the concept of base 10, purchase your copy of Dinosaurs is Very Smart on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Lulu.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner right here on The Mark White Show. Dinosaurs is Very Smart is written by Karen Ivers and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Please follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can stream it at 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.